Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Taria Vision of Vine, and you have tuned in to the Urban CEO Network radio show, where we are unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. We have a mission to show our kings and queens how to build big business while being yourself. On today's show, we have another incredible VIP guest, and many of our urban CEOs are going to be sharing their breakthroughs. So grab a pen and paper and let's get ready to start the show. Yeah, yeah.
Well, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Taria Vision of Vine. And so excited to have you guys here again on another edition of the Urban CEO Radio Show. I am so grateful, guys, so grateful for this opportunity because guess what, y'all? This is another day where we get to wake up and do something to impact somebody's life. And so if you're not doing something to change somebody's life, y'all, we need to change our action steps. Yes, darling. And again, I'm excited to be here for another show. We have another one of our incredible VIP guests here today that's going to be sharing with us tons of information, and I can tell you this, guys, you're going to definitely want to grab a pen and paper. But as I always like to do, before we bring on our VIP guests, let's make some announcements. All right, let's make some announcements. First and foremost, guys, if we have any events coming up and you are a Urban CEO member, you want to make sure you go over to jointheurbanceogroup.com. jointheurbanceogroup.com, and you want to go to the events tab and post your event there. If you've got an event, and you could post one event per month, okay? So if you have an event this month, you can post an event for this month. If you have an event next month, you can post an event today for this month and your event for next month, all right? Hopefully that makes sense. So make sure you go over there to the events tab and post your event. And we're going to go ahead and shout out some of the events that we know that are coming up. We have the Valentine's Day cruise that is taking place this Friday. This Friday, I don't know if you can still get tickets to this, but it is going to Nassau, Bahamas, and DeShonda Jennings is going to be doing this Valentine's cruise. So make sure, guys, if you want to, now if you're listening to the replay, you might have missed this, but you know what? I would still say reach out to DeShonda because you never know. She might have some other events coming up. We also have on April the 13th, that is a Saturday, the Gray Era Amazon Boot Camp that's taking place in Hammond, Indiana. And so if you are anywhere within 2 to 3 hours of Hammond, Indiana, you want to make sure that you get yourself together and get on out there to that boot camp. Click on the events. If you've ever wanted to learn how to make money on Amazon, I can tell you this, the Grays are definitely doing this, and they are changing lives with it. Also, June the 14th, we have the Business Success, It's More Than Dreams and Schemes. This is going to be taking place in Marietta, Georgia, at the Da Vinci Meeting Room. This is by Rhonda Hudgens. And so if you want to find a networking place that you can go out and connect with other people, this is definitely where you want to be, in the house to be. Business Success, It's More Than Dreams and Schemes. You go ahead and check that out on Friday, June the 14th. And then also we have on April the 20th, 2020, darling, next year, we have the Stamp Treat in Chattanooga, Tennessee, also hosted by Rhonda Hudgens. Now, if you also take notice, guys, we have the Six-Figure Book Boot Camp. Y'all, this is taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, from April the 26th through the 28th. Join 100, guys, 100 authorpreneurs or future authorpreneurs that are serious about taking their book to six figures. Now, guys, if you do not know by now, that is what my company does. We help entrepreneurs to build multiple streams of income, and we start off by helping you to become an authorpreneur. So not just an author, but somebody who actually leverages their books to build multiple streams of income. And if you are an author or you know that you're going to get your book done, you need to be at this three-day boot camp that's taking place in Atlanta, April the 26th through the 28th. Y'all, all I can tell you is this. If you are serious and serious about building your business, if you are serious about becoming a speaker, becoming a coach, I don't care what kind of business product or service it is that you have, you need to be at the Six-Figure Book Boot Camp taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, Right now, we have early bird tickets that are available. I think we have about 10 more tickets available. If you go to sixfigurebookbootcamp.com, you can get your tickets. You can see all about the details. We have discounted rooms, y'all. We're going to be at the downtown Hilton in Atlanta, Georgia, right in the heart of Atlanta. So make sure, guys, you go over there to get your tickets. And also, don't forget, y'all, we're still looking for founders. Did you know that the first 100 T-shirt purchasers of the Urban CEO Movement, you get to be listed on the Urban CEO Network site? Well, let me tell you something. Over the past few weeks, guys, we've been interviewing some amazing candidates. All I can tell you is this. We have an amazing board that we are putting together. And the mission of the Urban CEO, guys, is to be able to, first of all, to be unapologetic, real bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming, right? But the real mission, guys, is we want to be able to help our entrepreneurs, our urban CEOs, to put out massive launches. We want to be able to help our urban CEOs to grow their businesses. We want to be able to help our urban CEOs to understand the power behind community and that there is no competition, that there's plenty of people out here in this world for us to build our business the way that we want to build business, all right? And if you want to be a part of that founding movement, you need to go over to urbanceonetwork.com, purchase your Urban CEO t-shirt and or baseball cap. Y'all, we have baseball caps now, right? Go over to the website, urbanceonetwork.com, purchase your hat or your baseball cap. And did you know the first 100 people to purchase their t-shirt or their cap will be listed on our website for no charge? Guys, our official launch. We have the official Urban CEO lunch launch that's going to be taking place in Houston on June the 23rd, okay? So if you want to be one of the first 100 founders, you need to go ahead and purchase your t-shirt, rock your t-shirt, share your t-shirt. All I can tell you is this. When we open up what you guys are going to experience, let me just give you an example. I don't know what products or services it is that everybody does sell. By the way, if you haven't gone over to the Facebook group, make sure you do. Join the UrbanCEOGroup.com. Join the UrbanCEOGroup.com. And you're going to go ahead and let us know that you are live on the call. Okay, let us know that you're live on the call. All right, that's what you're going to do. But if you are over at the, you said it's a little choppy, y'all. I don't know what's going on. See, I'm telling you. Well, you know what? I think they said Blog Talk Radio is going to be having some challenges, but hopefully you guys can still listen and hear this call. But you know what? We're going to push through and make this thing happen regardless. But if you go over to the UrbanCEOGroup.com and you post exactly who you are, what it is that you do for business, guys, I can tell you this. Let's just imagine, I'll just give an example. Let's say you sell candles, right? Let's say that you sell candles and you join our particular Urban CEO membership, right? When you join the membership, by the way, the first 100 founders, you're going to be able to be a part of this membership for something that's going to break, I mean, that like blow you away. But let's just say, for example, you decide that you want to sell candles. Well, what we're going to do, guys, when you become an Urban CEO member, right, and you want to launch these candles out there, you won't just have you launching the candles. You'll have an entire community of us all launching your candles at the same time. Now, what you've got to learn how to do, though, is you've got to set up a way that every single body wins, right? And there are communities out here right now that are doing just that, guys. There are people out here that are launching million-dollar businesses. Million-dollar businesses is what they're launching, y'all, utilizing this same exact structure. We all launch together. We all win together. Well, you must be an Urban CEO to be a part of this launch. You must be an Urban CEO to get a commission, okay? So it is so important, guys, that if you know you want to be a part of this movement, I'm telling you now, don't wait until the last minute. Go and get your T-shirts by going to UrbanCEONetwork.com. You want to go ahead and get that done, not today, but literally right now, all right? Okay, so very excited. We have Seneca James on the line live from South Carolina. She says, I'm back and I'm better. We have Rhonda Hudgens who's on the line, and so she says it's a little choppy, so hopefully, again, guys, you can be able to hear what's going on with this call. I don't know what's happening, but we are definitely, once we make the official announcements of our board team and things like that, we may possibly do something a little bit different, guys. So just make sure that you continue to stay plugged into the Urban CEO group on our Facebook group so that you don't miss any of the updates, any of the details that are taking place. Again, if you want us to shout you out, simply go over to theurbanceogroup.com. Theurbanceogroup.com is where you want to go, and make sure to include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Urban CEO Radio Show. If you want us to shout you out, you must include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Urban CEO Radio Show. That's what the hashtag is that you must include so that we can shout you out. We have Ayana live on the line from Whidbey Island. Hello, Ayana. Thank you so much for your beautiful picture. We have Shakita Days on the line live from Miami, Florida. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember, hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. All right, well, let's go ahead and shift gears real quick. We're going to bring up one of our Urban CEOs who's going to share with us the quote of the day. I think this is the one of our Urban CEOs. And so I'm going to bring her on the line. Her name is Seneca James. Seneca, is this you, darling?
Yes, it is, honey. How are you guys?
We are doing absolutely fabulous. If you could, my love, please share with us what is your quote of the day.
Well, my quote of the day would be, it's not how long you allow the situation to keep you down. It's about what you do once you're up from the situation. And so with that being said, we don't know, things in life come up and sometimes it's to make us better and we don't realize it then and there until we've gone through the test or we've gone through the storm. And so sometimes that test and that storm just come because the next thing that's on the way is going to be a bigger blessing, it's going to be something, you know, even greater. So we just have to, you know, learn to stay focused. And I'm taking my own advice as well. Stay focused, stay prayed up, and let's just keep it moving.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, guys, you know, you got to stay focused. You know, as I always say, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. And know that whenever you're doing something great, it's always going to be something. It's always going to be something. And so you got to stay focused, stay prayed up, know exactly what your end in mind, what the goal is for your end in mind, and keep on pushing. You know, keep on pushing. You know, I know a lot of my fellow Urban CEOs, many of us have been battling some health and wellness just like myself. And I'm here to let you guys know that that's what you call distraction. You got to keep on pushing no matter what. Take the time you need to take so that you can do right for your body and keep on pushing. I know some of us right now are dealing with financial challenges. You know, you had a financial setback. Something has gotten in the way. You weren't expecting for this bill to show up or for this expense to occur. And you know what? You've got to stay focused on the end in mind. I know some of us right now, some of our Urban CEOs are dealing with some relationship challenges, whether it's through your romantic relationships or your personal relationships, your business relationships. But you know what? You've got to stay focused. You've got to stay focused because I can tell you this, whenever you set big goals, whenever it is that you're planning to do something that's going to change not just your life but others' lives, you will always be attacked in either your health and wellness, you'll be attacked in your finances, you'll be attacked in your relationships, and some of us even get attacked in our spirituality. And so let's stay the course, stay focused. And I'm so excited. Again, we also have more people that are joining us live. Janice Parker is joining us live from Buckingham, Virginia. Hello, darling. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Don't forget, if you want to shout, want us to shout you out, if you've got a business, if you're an entrepreneur, make sure, guys, that you share with us what it is that you do and include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Erica says she's a love soulmate coach out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, darling. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Loretta says, Empress of Empowerment. Loretta Petit listening in from New Orleans. And her quote of the day is, you are wired to win. Yes, darling. We have Mr. Fortune on the line. He said, what up, what up? Glad to announce he had his first workshop this weekend. Geeked about it. Thank you for the inspiration. Absolutely. Congratulations, Mr. Fortune. So happy that you had your workshop, and I can't wait to hear about all the great news about that. Guys, make sure that you continue to keep on sharing as well by going over to the jointheurbanceogroup.com and include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Okay, if you want your post to be approved, that is the only way we approve it. You must include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. All right, y'all. Well, look, we're about to shift gears because we have another special VIP guest here that's going to be on the line. We've had so many incredible VIP guests, and I just want to thank all of our previous VIP guests who have joined us on the Urban CEO Radio Show, and we'll continue to have more. We've got so many great things in store. But this gentleman, I had an opportunity to meet him at this incredible event that took place a couple of weeks ago, or it might have been about a month ago. It was in D.C., well, Virginia, in the DMV area, and it was actually put together by the Black CEO, right? Which, by the way, shout out to Trevor Ott, who is definitely the reason for the season of Urban CEO. I had a conversation coaching session with him, and he was telling me that we need to create a movement. And through that phone call, he said, let's do the Urban CEO. You need to do the Urban CEO. And within a matter of a week, y'all, we had created the website. We had created the Facebook. We created the T-shirts. It was not a game. You know, one thing about me is that I'm a very quick action taker, and I believe that many of us listening in on the line, we're the same, right? We don't take a long time to take action. We don't take a long time to make a decision, because if you want success, that's what you must do. And I was blessed because Trevor was making sure that I connected with specific individuals, right? And one of the gentlemen that I had a chance to meet and connect with is doing some really big things. Now, if anybody knows anything about Taria, you know, I love teaching, I love coaching, I love online education, and we actually have our System Mastery University, which is an online university. And I had a chance to meet this gentleman, and come to find out, he has created his own software for any single person that's listening to the sound of my voice that wants to create their own online university. So if you want to coach in anything, okay, educate in anything, if you want to teach anything online, this is the software that you need. You need to have this software so that you can set up your online courses. And then when you set them up, you're able to charge a fee. Well, I'm telling you, I've never actually met someone who created their own software like this. And so to have him on the line is most definitely a treat. He is also a speaker. He is also an author and a coach himself. And so, guys, we definitely have a treat on the line. None other than CEO and founder of Maestro.com, none other than Justin Burns. Justin, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for being here today, Justin. We appreciate you tremendously. Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about, you know, I know I didn't give you much of a justice on this incredible introduction, but for those people, this is the first time getting the chance to hear your voice. Justin, tell us a little bit about who you are and how did you come into launching your own online course and membership platform?
Yeah. So once again, thanks for having me on. I'm super, super excited to just share some awesome just information with you guys. So I got started back in 2008. Seems like forever ago. I got started back in 2008, and I was fired from my job. I didn't really know what to do next. I didn't have any direction. I didn't go to college, and I always tell people that as an inspiration. But where I come from, which is the south side of Chicago, we didn't really see that as an option, right? We just seen, you know, I come from a working class family, so it was like, get a job. You know, that was like embedded into my mindset. And so I actually just one day, I was standing in line at the in the unemployment line. I had been fired from yet another job. They used to call me Fire Justin because I was always fired from all my jobs. And my friend called me and he said, listen, I know that you're trying to find another job, but I have this opportunity with some internet stuff. And I want you to just check it out. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what he was talking about. And so I went out and actually met with him. And the thing that he introduced me to transformed my life. It was the internet. And what he shared with me was they were doing these webinars, they were selling information products. And again, I had nobody in my family was an entrepreneur. I didn't know anything about the internet. I wasn't technologically savvy. I wasn't any of those things. But I think that, you know, whatever you believe, right? I believe like God put something in us called intuition. And then in that moment, I knew that I had found my thing. I knew that I had found my destiny. I knew I had struggled through life with low self-esteem and all these things. I knew that I had found what I was destined to do. And so fast forward up until now, over the past couple of years, we started at the kitchen table with just a laptop and a computer and a microphone. We did webinars. We've done 7-figure launches. I've helped other people do 8-figure launches with their information online. We basically specialize in product launches. So we were doing product launches for years. We built companies just from our laptop. So it was just awesome. And how I actually came into building Maestro was I was helping celebrities and other experts. I work with the Oprah Winfrey Network, other companies, help them to basically take their knowledge out of their head and turn it into an online course. And so what I decided was there wasn't really any easy platform out there to upload courses. And so what I decided to do, because I'm always up for a challenge, I always challenge myself in a big way, I decided that I was going to build this platform 2 years ago to help experts and authors monetize their information and really give them the tools to really take advantage of what I like to refer to as the biggest revolution, guys, like the biggest revolution and transformation in online education is happening right now. And so I'm really, really excited and just love helping experts like you guys just monetize what it is that you know.
Absolutely. And I hope everybody was really paying attention, because one thing that I always get from people is that, well, you're such a techie. You know, this is what you do, Tariq. You're a techie. And you just heard from somebody who said he didn't have a technology background. He just made a decision that he's going to get himself positioned. Not only did he get himself positioned, he basically started his own opportunity for the information technology. And, you know, I talk about this all the time, Justin. You know, right now, this is the best time ever for anyone. It does not matter, guys, what it is that you want to teach people. This is the best time ever to teach people stuff. It is a $100 billion industry. People are paying to learn how to do everything. In fact, I know that you and I had some conversations just about just different communities out here. And, you know, you talk about these 7- and 8-figure launches. I remember one of the gentlemen that you know of, who I'm talking about, he created a whole platform teaching people how to create potato guns, and he made multiple 6 figures teaching people. I don't even know what the heck a potato gun is. I don't know if you shoot potatoes with it or if you shoot potatoes out of it, but I know he built a 6-figure empire. And so let's talk a little bit about that, because I know you are the founder of Maestro, which, by the way, guys, you're going to get an opportunity. Everybody's going to get an opportunity here today to be able to set up an account. I think you have like a free trial where you can set it up and kind of understand and learn the software. But are there any limitations, Justin, just based on what you've been doing, on what people can educate about? And maybe what are some of the most unique cases that you've come across?
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody wants to, you know, we're living in one of the most revolutionary times, because everyone is starting to realize that in order to really get to where they want to get to, because we're living in like, we're living in two realities, as I always like to say, right? We're living in a time where a lot of jobs, a lot of industries are disappearing, and it's because of skill sets. So everyone realize, a lot of people are realizing that in order to learn, in order to really grow, in order to, you know, hit their goals, they need to be educated, right? And so here's like my saying that I always like to say. In every industry, there's an opportunity to really sell information. I've seen people, even on our platform, I've seen some weird niches, right? But I've seen these niches doing 6 figures or more, right? Board games, all these different things. Here's the biggest thing, the biggest thing that I always tell people when I speak from stages, when I do webinars, is that you have to view your information as transformation. Those are the people that win. Okay, let me say that again so you guys are listening. You got to view your information as transformation. And what I find is, like, so many of us, we view our information as just information, therefore we don't value it, therefore we become overwhelmed when it comes to putting it out there in the world. Therefore, like, we don't really look at it as we sit on it, and we create courses for 30, 60, 90 days, and we take so much period of time, and opposed to putting it out there, because the biggest thing is that it's going to transform not only myself, but it's also going to transform the people that are around me. okay? And the reason why I'm even here, okay, in 10 years, I've built multiple six- and seven-figure businesses online. The reason why I am here is because someone gave me transformation and not just information. So if you're listening to this, I just want you to know that you can become wealthy. You can build a business with just your knowledge and expertise. You just have to value what you bring to the marketplace. You have to value what it is that you offer. You have to find that hungry market and put what you have in front of them and really view what you have as transformation and not just information, and you'll win in this new digital age.
Absolutely, guys. That was really, really good. And, you know, again, guys, I want you to understand what he's saying is it could be on anything. Anything, guys. I mean, from if you know how to organize well, if you know how to make candles, if you know how to do hair a certain kind of way, people are paying for it. If there's a YouTube video, right? If there's a YouTube video about it, 9 times out of 10, you can create a course on it. And I know some people say, well, why would people pay versus going to YouTube? And I know because this is your area of expertise as far as the online education, why would people pay? You know, if they can just go to YouTube right now, you know, I teach book writing. If people can go to YouTube right now and find out everything they need to find out, why is it that people are still willing to pay from the upwards of $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 to learn how to write books?
Yeah, so there's two. That's a twofold question, right? One is people want to have more so hand holding, right? People want to be coached. People want to have someone that they can learn from, right? And so a lot of people, when we put our courses and the things out there, right, people purchase our information because of two reasons for the most part. One is because of the fact that we've given them more so the transformation up front by giving them the messaging that they needed, telling them why we can help them, right? Because a lot of people, you know, people buy because of outcome, right? Because of the outcome. It doesn't matter. Like I was just telling someone this yesterday. You know, the thing about, like, I was looking to kind of lose some weight. I've lost like 100 pounds and I'm still on this health kick, y'all. So pray for me, right? I've been on this health kick. And so I was on the phone with someone, and one lady was saying, listen, I'm going to coach you free for a month. This is what she said. I'm going to coach you free for a month, but you need to stay on your weight loss. She started chastising. She started going through all this stuff. She has the step-by-step blueprint. But then what I did was I actually had the opportunity to coach with someone else. And you know what she said? We got on the phone. She said, you've been on this weight loss hamster wheel for a while, and it's time for you to achieve your goals of looking good, dressing the part, doing what it is that you want to do, and you're going to have more energy. Now, I end up paying the other person thousands of dollars to coach with her and get access to her information. The other person was offering it to me for free. Why did I choose the one that was paid? Because, one, I connected to the outcome because it was my outcome, number one. Two, I wanted to have that system. So one of the things that people purchase is they purchase systems, and that's what courses are. They're systems, they're blueprints, they're frameworks to getting to people's outcome. So it has nothing to do with free. A lot of people, you know, they search and they do free, but here's the thing. People are willing to pay for outcomes. When you put it in front of them, the course is the vehicle to get to their outcome, and that's why they will pay for it over someone who's offering it for free.
That was so good, Justin, because, you know, I have a coaching mastermind program, and one of the biggest challenges with the coaches is getting them to truly understand that it's not necessary that people don't pay for steps. They don't even really pay for the journey. People specifically pay for the outcome, a.k.a. the result. That's why people pay for anything. They want the results. And so when we can learn how to – when you can be the best person at painting the results, painting the picture of the result, I promise you guys, your sales will increase no matter what it is. You know, when somebody goes to get a massage, they don't just go to get a massage to get a massage. They're getting a massage for maybe to reduce their stress, maybe so that they can get prepared for a major event. You know, they're maybe athletes and they need to, you know, prepare for something. And so you have different people for different results. But when you're able to paint that result and clearly identify this is the specific result, then that's when you're going to have the best in your sales, okay? And again, guys, every single one of us that's listening to this show, you have the opportunity to take what it is that you've been through in life, what you've experienced, what you've overcome. You know, maybe you've been on the job and you've gotten raises over the past 5 years. You know how many people are not getting raises right now? Or maybe, you know, I always joke about this, but maybe you've been engaged more than a couple of times, and there's people that's trying to learn how to be engaged. There's all types of things, guys, that we can turn into opportunities to help educate other people, right? So that's very important that we keep in mind. By the way, if at any point, guys, you hear anything from Justin, our VIP of the day, and he's telling you that's anything that's a quotable moment, make sure that you go into the group, go to the join the urbanceogroup.com to post. We have Nava, she says, live in Baton Rouge. Nava Hair, excuse me, that's the name of her company, live in Baton Rouge. Hello, good morning. Cornisha says, you have to view your information as transformation. Yes, yes, yes. Rhonda says, don't let your success be a surprise. I know that's right, right? Seneca says, these job failures must be a sign for entrepreneurship because she. Yes, darling. Rhonda says, I can relate. Absolutely, absolutely. Marquita says, blessed travel by MS. Okay, she's a travel agent. L. Wright, awesome. And Heavenly Beauty Supply. So you do a couple of things, darling. I see you over there, Marquita. Awesome. Welcome, everybody that's listening in. And if you want us to shout you out, make sure you go over to join the Urban CEO Group. .com. Now, let me ask you this, because you mentioned seven-figure launches, eight-figure launches, and things like that. How in the hell does somebody do a seven-figure launch, Justin? Tell me a little bit about what are some of the things that you do and you help your clients with.
Yeah, so one of the things we did was when we had kind of got this formula down, and what I realized was something that I figured out when we kind of got the vehicle, right? So when I realized, like, online courses, you can launch online courses. What I realized is that there was a time and place where I had actually launched my course, and I thought I was launching my course, right? Because I thought that a launch meant opening up the doors. But we know a lot of people that open up their doors, and it's crickets, right? And it's go and I think that's even the fear of a lot of what we do, right? We create something, someone may not purchase it, and so we become fearful, we become doubtful of that, and it stops us from putting our genius out to the world. So I kind of set out to kind of crack this code of how does someone doing six to seven figures, and I kind of started to study this kind of evolution of marketing, right? And so a lot of us, I think, we sell our products, but we don't create desire around our products. Let me say that again. A lot of us sell our products, but we don't create desires for our products. And that is really that's the thing about launching a product, is it's about creating desire around a marketplace where, you know, people want to, you know, buy your products. I was actually, you know, right now I'm speaking on these AirPods, right? I'm an Apple fanboy, right? I love Apple. So I got all this stuff, all the different things. When I went to go first purchase the AirPods, there was like this huge line around the block. And then I went back to upgrade my phone, and they were doing another launch on the phone. There was another huge line around the block. And I started to think, my marketing brain kicked on. I was like, Apple has mastered the process of creating a desire. They've mastered marketing. So when your marketing is desirable, selling becomes easy. Okay, when your marketing is desirable, selling becomes easy. And so what we would do is the first thing that people need is you need to have a marketplace, a hungry market. That's number one. Okay, you need to find a hungry market. Here's what I mean by hungry market. Instead of being general, like I help women specifically, like you need to have more specificity. Okay, you need to say I help divorced women, right, which is a huge market. I help women that are just got laid off from the job. I help stay-at-home moms. You need to have specificity in what it is that you are targeting. Number two is you have to have a vehicle of getting traffic. So one of the things that I figured out early on was that I didn't have a lot of money starting off, right? So what I figured out is there was this thing called affiliate marketing, and I'm not going to go too deep into it, but here's what I figured out. If I can go build a relationship and leverage their audience, they have already built an audience. Like, Taria, built an audience. Everybody has built an audience. if I could go just say, hey, can I connect with your audience? Your audience will get value from my product, and then you can make a commission from that. Would that work for you? And so what I started to do early on was build all these relationships. Here's what I realized. What I realized was that I could create a product launch around that. And so if I had 10 of those type of people, then I can drive a lot of desire through my product. And so we would do these product launches. I would build these relationships with people. I didn't know anybody, so I started flying to events, meeting the speakers, meeting people, connecting with them, seeing how I can serve them in a big way, connecting with them, making sure my product was desirable. And then what they would do is say, yeah, I'll go ahead and promote your product. And then fast forward, we would open up our products, we would launch our online courses, and then they would send their audience to our pages, and then essentially we would our sales would just skyrocket. So that's kind of the summary of what a product launch is. So you need to have a hungry market. You need to have more specificity of who you're targeting. You need to have the right messaging that connects to them, and you need to have a traffic source. And one of the things, when I didn't have a lot of money, that's exactly what I used to do, is leverage influencers and connect with them and see how I could serve them. And then in return, they wanted to promote my product.
I loved it. And he just dropped so many nuggets, guys. First of all, you know, I got this from a book that I was reading, Niches Get Riches. And guys, a lot of us are afraid to get niched down. But you heard where he just talked about being so specific and then joining a community, you know, getting into marketing with other people and connecting with other people if you want to be able to launch a major product. And that's one of the things as well that we plan on doing with the Urban CEO Movement, which I'm extremely excited about, is definitely pulling our resources together as urban CEOs to be able to put out massive launches. But I know for a fact, y'all, that Justin is going to be helping us out, okay? And so we're going to definitely be switching over to the Maestro training as well. And I'm just extremely excited about, you know, all the things that he is doing and how we're going to be able to contribute to making Maestro the number one online course platform in the world. And so we're excited about that for sure, for sure. Hey, Mr. Fortune is on the line. He said he had a 45-minute call with Justin Burns. I plan to talk about his software, and he focused on speaking to my growth. He gave me a mind shift during the call about charging what I'm worth. I took his belief in me and closed my first client at $3,000 in my newest offer. Woo-hoo! Justin, right? Justin walks his talk and offering transformation as your product. Hey, yo, that's what I'm talking about. Rhonda says, wonderful training, the 7 keys to motivation. Go ahead, Justin.
No, look, you got to stop that for a second. Who said that? That's awesome. I love to hear stuff like that. Who was that?
Yes, that's Mr. Dwight Fortune.
Yes, Mr. Dwight. Love it, love it, love it. Awesome, awesome stuff.
Yes, congratulations. And hopefully he'll be on here today because, of course, we like to let our urban CEOs get up and share their breakthroughs, so you'll get a chance to hear from him too. Also, Rhonda Hutchins says, wonderful training with the 7 keys to motivation today. Thank you so much. She says, saving my breakthrough on Friday, got to scout. Okay, Rhonda, we'll talk to you then. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you know what, Justin, we're getting ready to wrap this up. But before we do, number one, how can we get in contact with you, as well as where can everybody go to get their free trial for Maestro?
Yeah. So, essentially I created Maestro to really help, experts to basically take a lot of the frustration out of, creating online courses. So it does a lot. But one of the biggest things, here's something special I want to do for you guys. I want you guys to take advantage of something that's really, really special, because here's what I find. Some people get onto Maestro and they say, you know, especially if you're just starting off, it's like, how do I monetize? How do I create a course? How do I do this? So here's what I decided to do. I have a training that's called the Course Code Masterclass. I combine it, and Dwight was a part of that, and that's how he got that breakthrough at $3,000. And so one of the things that I decided to do was I said, you know, I want to make this, like Teresa, I want to make this the best platform on the planet, right? So here's what I decided to do. I sell the Course Code Masterclass for $997, okay? I sell it for $997 on our webinar. And it basically teaches you how to take the ideas, how to create your course. So here's what I decided to do. I decided to combine it with Maestro so that you can win and have a six- and seven-figure business by the time you are done, okay? So here's what I decided to do. I'm going to give you guys access to all of this, and we're going to track this for $1, okay? $1 for 14 days. After that, it's only $89 a month. I like to be transparent. But $89 into your business to have a sustainable running business where you can have your payment systems taken care of is an absolute steal. So here's what I want you guys to do to take advantage of this, because we are taking this down. You get to keep the course code, even if you decide to cancel, you get to keep the course code masterclass. You don't have to, you know, pay. You get to keep that. It's $1,000 value, but you have to go ahead and sign up today. Okay, so you can go to maestro.com, and that's spelled, it's not spelled M-A-E the regular way. We rebranded it. It's MIESTRO.com/go. Okay, so again, that's MIESTRO.com/go. Sign up for the dollar trial. You'll get access to the same information that Dwight had and everybody who is starting to create their online course. I want to handhold you through the process. You also get access to Maestro, where you get to create unlimited courses. And it's just a no-brainer, okay? It's a no-brainer, and we're actually starting to resell this for $997, and that's the opportunity I want you guys to take advantage of. So just again, maestro.com/go, MIESTRO.com/GO. Take advantage, sign up so we can go ahead and get you in the Course Code Masterclass and get you selling your online courses and to take your knowledge and information to the world.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, guys, make sure you go and check that out ASAP, quick, fast, in a hurry. For those of y'all who are listening to the radio show at a different time, we still want you to go check out Maestro. Regardless, you need to learn about creating your online university, your online platform. And so it is MIESTRO.com. Make sure you check it out. And also Justin Burns, you can go and find him. That is his name on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that stuff. If you want to connect directly with him, I did tag him in the Facebook group. So if you go to jointheurbanceogroup.com, you can actually check that out. Don't forget as well, guys, go over to urbanceonetwork.com to purchase your T-shirts to be one of the 100 founders. I'm telling you, I'm going to be working with Justin. And when we come out with these launches, you guys do not want to miss out on this opportunity. Justin, are there any last imparting words that you would like to leave with our listeners on today?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to say, Rhea, thanks for having me on. I just love what you're doing to inspire just so many people. So thank you for having me on. But here's the thing that I just want to leave everyone with, okay? You have to be able to look past your emotions, the fears, the doubts, the unbeliefs, everything that you see before you. You have to move that, right? I call it pausing the unbeliefs, right? They're still going to be there. But there are people that need you. There are people that want to be inspired by you, and there's people that want to hear your information and experience the transformation that they are going to get by you sharing what you're sharing with them, okay? So don't delay. You don't have to wait 6 months to launch that business. Launch that business today, get it out there, and change someone's life. And I know you could do it, because you wouldn't be on here if you didn't want to experience transformation. So I believe in you. You could do this, and I know you're going to transform the world. I'm excited to help you guys do that.
Thank you so much again, Justin. We appreciate you for being a part of the Urban CEO Show. He's just amazing and a wealth of knowledge, guys, wealth of knowledge, wealth of experience. He has been around so many heavy hitters. I mean, you're hearing a gentleman right now building a $1 million business, and you need to be connected to people like that. You know, I make sure I do my best to connect you to people that you need to be surrounded by, and that's definitely one that you need to make sure that you connect with. So, again, thank you so much, Justin. And, look, this is now the opportunity, guys. If you have any breakthroughs, maybe you had something incredible happen over the weekend for your business, maybe you've had something that happened in your life and you want to share your breakthroughs, this is that opportunity where we want to hear from you, Urban CEOs. We want you to get on here and share with us something that's taken place. And the reason why is because guess what? Life happens to us all. We have all types of challenges, ups, downs, goods, bads. And sometimes we just want to hear from other people that have had some breakthroughs, right? And so if you've had any breakthroughs over the weekend, over the past week, or whatever it may be, definitely make sure that you share those details. I will tell you this, a good breakthrough that we had is we launched the Women in MLM Collaboration Book this past Saturday here in Houston, Texas, and we had an incredible turnout. We had all the ladies show up that were also co-authors in this book, and I could just see, you know, how excited many of them were. I was seeing so many books being sold. I mean, when I say hundreds and hundreds of dollars being made in the house, it was an exciting event. And we have another book launch that's coming up this weekend. It's called It's Not That Easy, and it's a book on mental health. And so if you know anybody that has ever experienced any mental health, or if you've experienced it, I know I share my story about me going through depression. That is something that I share quite openly and freely. Well, we're going to be having that book launch this weekend in Houston, Texas, if you're listening to the replay. So, of course, you may have missed it. So today is March the 18th, 2019, but we're going to be having that this weekend, okay? Now, if you want to share your breakthrough, go ahead and press the number 1 on your keypad. Push the number 1 on your keypad, and that will actually put you into the queue. If you want to share your breakthrough, go ahead and press the number 1 on the keypad, and that will allow you to share your breakthrough. Your breakthrough, you want it to be about 90 seconds or less for sure, and we want to hear from you. So, again, this is an opportunity for you to get on the hotline and share what it is that you have experienced, all right? So, again, push the number 1 on your keypad right now. You want to push the number 1 on your keypad. So, guys, another thing, don't forget, we have the first ever 6-figure book boot camp. Now, this is just an addition. You know, every year we've been having the Show Your Success Conference, which is a 3-day conference that we do in September. But I know that many people, they cannot wait all the way until September. We need some inspiration, information right now, right? And so at this 6-figure book camp, I want you guys to understand, you do not need to be an author to come to this. If you are an author, of course, that's going to help. But if you are a business owner and you're saying, you know what, I know I need to write a book. I know that this is going to help me to build a big business. You need to be at this event. We're going to talk about how to create a book that sells. We're going to be talking about building your media kit. I'm going to be telling you guys about building what I like to call a success funnel. And this is where you're building multiple streams of income. See, everybody may not be necessarily ready to purchase your high ticket item, which is why you have different price levels of products and services that you can make available. So we're going to be going over that. We're going to be having a live calling session where we're going to make money live utilizing one of the techniques that you guys are going to learn at the conference. I've got a young lady that I just did a book live with. Her name is Tara Jackson. I was with Tara over the past weekend. We were in Columbia, South Carolina at an event that both her and I were keynote speakers for, and I gave her some very specific tips that I'm going to teach you guys at the 6-figure book boot camp. Well, she texted me last night. I'll tell you exactly what she texted me. She texted me last night at 6:54 p.m., 100 books that she was able to pre-sell in 8 days. 100. She made over $2,000 in 8 days. Guys, if you are contemplating if you're going to come to the 6-figure book boot camp, I'm telling you, I don't know anybody that's teaching people how to tangibly make $2,000 in 8 days. And that's just one of the things we're going to be teaching. We're going to have guest speakers there, all types of stuff. So you want to make sure, guys, you get your tickets by going to 6figurebookbootcamp.com. All right? Let's go ahead and bring on to one of our first VIP guests. The last four, the way that I'm going to bring you on, guys, is I'm going to mention your last four of your number, and then you're going to introduce yourself, okay? So make sure you're paying attention. It's going to say unmuted. The last four of your number is 1428. 1428. You are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Fortune. I definitely had to get on there. You called me out.
Yes. Well, what's going on? First of all, Fortune, tell everybody what it is that you do, and then share with us what your breakthrough was.
I'm an author, and I help other business owners to write their books up and grow their businesses, along with productivity. That is what I do. My breakthrough man, there's a lot of things that happened this weekend. The thing about it is really this, is having a bias towards action. That's the only bias that I know I really have, is I've created this bias towards action. As I already just said, I mentioned in the post, Justin had said something about raising my prices, like basically tripling my prices that I was thinking about offering. And then so when I first had that call last week with the first client, no problem going into that with that price in my head. I'd already practiced it in my head, recited it, said it over, and said it aloud, aloud, aloud until I finally was like, all right, that's the price I'm going with. So when I finally spoke with the lady, offered my price, she gave me all these objections about I'm on this limited budget, this and that and the other, and I just sat there and waited. And then she's like, but I think I can do it. So it was like, that's awesome, because I was sitting in there. I was not going to accept less than the price that I'd set, because I'd done that in the past. I'm not doing it anymore. So appreciate that. Appreciate that help from Justin. And I thank you for encouraging me to do my workshop this weekend and go for it. I also booked another one with the Microsoft Store based on your suggestion. I'm listening and doing.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. You know, I love hearing these testimonials as well. You know, Mr. Fortune out here just making it happen. He was overhearing, well, it was something, I don't know, live broadcast I was doing, and I was talking about places of where you can go do your workshops. And one of the places that I did a lot of freaking workshops was at the Microsoft Store. And he went ahead and set it up so that he could have his workshop at the Microsoft Store. And now he's going to be having more. And, you know, a lot of times, guys, what you just said is, you know, I'm taking action. I'm taking action. You know, you give steps to, or you get coaching from someone and then you take action. And what I see a lot of people do is we make a lot of hesitation, right? We don't take action. We start doubting. I did a post yesterday talking about the promise versus the problem. And I spoke on an analogy. When I was a young girl and I was just turning 16. And, you know, when you turn 16, I don't know what the age is now for driving, but I know at that time when you turn 16, you're supposed, you know, you can get your driver's license and you can get a car. And so for me, I just, you know, my dad had told me that when I got old enough, I'd be able to get my own car. And I just knew that I was going to get my car. I had a belief, I had faith that I was going to get my car. Right? I focused on the promise and not the problem. And the problems could have been anything like, well, how is my father going to afford this? I don't know if he's got the money to afford the fees to have a car. Is his credit correct? You know, where are we going to get the car? Like, I never thought about those things that many of us, we think about before we actually take action, right? We think about the problem and not the promise. And the reason why I didn't think about all of that stuff is because my father made a promise to me. Now, I don't know what it is and who it is that you guys believe in, but all of us have some kind of a higher power that we believe in. I call him God. And I know for a fact that there's a promise that has been made over my life. There are promises that have been made over my life. And while those promises were made, I may not understand how I'm going to get all of them accomplished, right? They may not all make sense. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, the six-figure boot camp that's coming up in Atlanta. You know, to put on a three-day conference is much different than putting on a two-, three-, four-hour workshop. And, you know, for a long time, that's all I had done was two-hour workshops. Then I did seven-hour workshops. And, you know, then I was like, okay, let's do a three-day event. And I never realized the kind of problem that would happen because I knew of the promise that was over my life. And so I want to encourage everybody that's listening right now. You know, yes, there's going to be problems. There's going to be distractions. But what we've got to do is focus on the promise and know that if we've been given the vision, if we've been given the vision to do what it is that we know we're supposed to do, then, yeah, problems may come up. But if we focus on the promise, we will prosper, okay? We focus on the promise, we will prosper. You've got to take action. Like, don't be the person who just continuously sits in and listens on conference calls, or you go to workshops and you got coaching and you're investing in programs, which I encourage everybody to invest in themselves, but don't just be the person who invests and never takes action on the promise. You've got to be willing to push through and push and take action. Take it may not be perfect. I can't tell you how many times I've done workshops where it just was a hot mess, and workshops where, you know, the projector didn't want to work, workshops where I was double booked into an event. You know, I came in to do a workshop at the library and I was double booked. Somebody else had the room and they tried to kick me out. Workshops where You know, I woke up and I couldn't even talk. My voice was gone. Workshops where, you know, I paid for people to set up the entire event, to set up the tables, to set up the chairs. And we were expecting over 100 people. And we walked in and nothing was set up. But guess what? We've got to keep on doing, focusing on the promise. Because when you focus on the promise, you will prosper. Well, I don't see anybody else with their hand up today that wants to share their breakthrough. Guys, don't forget, every single week, we want you to come here and be able to share what your business breakthrough. And you may not think what you overcame over the weekend was huge, but to somebody else, it's very big. To somebody else right now, they're looking for someone that overcame what it was that you pushed through. And so never look at anything that you've pushed through as small, because they're all big, all right? And so we want to hear you on Friday. So make sure, guys, be prepared to join us on Friday so that you can share your breakthrough. It doesn't just have to be about business. It can be about life. It can be about your spirituality, whatever. All, look, we are urban CEOs. That means that we are unapologetic. That means that we are real. That means that we are bold. You must be bold. Bold means pressing one and sharing your breakthrough. That means that you are nonconforming, right? You are action-oriented. That's what it means to be an urban CEO, all right? Oh, okay, we have somebody else that raised their hands before we get ready to close this call out. I'll bring on this last person. This last four, this looks like a New Orleans number. The last four is 6523. You are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who do we have on? Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, Empress of Empowerment here. This is Loretta Petit, New Orleans, and this is my first time on this call, but I want to just say that you are so inspirational, and, you know, I'm loving it. So I don't know how often you're on, but I certainly want to catch you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Loretta. I appreciate you. And that's a very good question. We are live every Monday and Friday, as of right now, because currently right now I'm the one that's doing everything. But we have an amazing board that we're going to be announcing. Shout out to everyone who interviewed with us over the past 2 weeks. We are just in the beginning phases of growing this thing, Loretta, and our mission is that we want to grow this organization to over 50,000 Facebook members. We're going to have our first 100 Urban CEO founders. We've got a luncheon that's going to be taking place in Houston, Texas, where, yes, we expect people to get on a plane and come to this luncheon June the 23rd. And so every Monday and Friday right now, we are live on this radio show, but everybody, even if you're not live, you can listen to the replays of all the previous shows by going to radio.urbanceonetwork.com, radio.urbanceonetwork.com. But we've got other co-hosts that are going to be joining us soon. We've got a lot of stuff that's coming up, guys. Just understand that there's a lot of things that are taking place behind the scenes. And if you want to be a participant, if you want to be one of the 100 founding members, simply go over to urbanceonetwork.com. The T-shirts, I tell you, I love rocking my Urban CEO T-shirt because people always ask me, what's an Urban CEO? And, you know, if there's another thing that I could tell you, the reason why I decided to create the Urban CEO movement, and I've always wanted to create a movement of like-minded entrepreneurs, because coming from where I come from, you know, in my community, success either meant that you were a ball player, a rapper, and really for many women, unfortunately, success for women in my community meant that you were, you know, at that time we didn't have no Instagram and stuff like that, but you were like a video vixen or something of that nature. That's what my community saw success. Or you were all the way to the other side of the spectrum where you had to be like a super genius or, you know, something of that nature. And many people, unfortunately, couldn't relate to that side. They couldn't relate to, I like to call it, you know, the most proper popper, right? Many of the people in our urban communities, they're not able to totally relate to that, not to say that they can't one day relate, but in order to get their mindsets to be opened to those opportunities, they got to feel like they can trust you, right? They got to feel like they can trust you. And I know that for me, I'm just grateful for the doors that were open to me, because If I would have never experienced the kind of people that I've experienced, I would still be in my community today, not working, you know, working. And I'm not saying, y'all know anybody that has a job, that is what you call your financial investor. But at that time, I was working to barely pay any kind of rent, okay? I was working telemarketing. I was doing all types of stuff, and I hated it. I hated my life. I hated what I was doing. You know, my idea of an exciting weekend was to go to the club and not have to pay to get in. Like, that's the stuff we look forward to. And then I started being exposed to people that looked like me that were making six figures. And then I had people that I was meeting that were making over seven figures. And guess what? They didn't all talk extremely, you know, well. Like, everybody have a vernacular that would leave me and I could relate to them. You know, they were a little hood. You know, they might pull it up in a little bit of rap music or, you know, you never know. They might have some gospel playing too. But all the music I could relate to. And unfortunately, today with social media, many of our young kings and our queens are what they have to look up to now are these Instagram folks, and they're having this instant quote unquote celebrity. And unfortunately, guys, that's not the reality of most of our worlds. And I wanted to create a community, guys, where we can all be able to be ourselves and be okay with being ourselves. Like, we can have our own conferences where we can play what we want to play, and we can talk the way we want to talk, and we can dress the way we want to dress, and at the same time walk out of there making seven-plus figures, and don't nobody even have to know. I don't have to prove to the left person or the right person that I'm successful, because we all just know it. And that's what an urban CEO is all about. And that's what this movement, that's who I'm looking for. And that's who we are looking for. We are looking for people that want to be a part of a movement where, again, our young kings and queens can look up to their sisters and their brothers and relate and want to aspire to own their own online software community. But this is somebody that comes from their community. They can aspire to have their own whatever restaurant. They can have their own makeup product line. They can have their own Fortune 500 company. They can have whatever it is that they desire, because they know that you come from the same space, the same cloth that I come from. So that's what being an urban CEO is all about. Again, we are live every Monday and Friday. And if you can't make the live, because I know that sometimes many of us are at our financial investment firms, that's okay. Listen to the replay. All right? And I'll see you guys on our next call. Remember, guys, vision is the art of seeing what's invisible to others. So don't allow people who do not see what you see to break your focus. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, don't you look left. Don't you look right. Only stay focused forward on what God has for you. And at the end of the day, all will be well. Yeah. Urban CEO. Urban CEO.